You're on.
$9,507,215.
Now, that leaves you then with a balance of $7,901,859.
That's when you carry down the original.
If you add everything up, start with, you know, take all your available funds. Do you want that to stay there? Do you want to?
Here's a discussion we have, and this will be based around the contingency fund that we want. Currently, we have $2 million stuck in it. When you look at, we're looking at 9.5 in expenditures for the year 2013. What are we looking at as revenues? New revenues, right?
I'll tell you.
$8,879,000. I got $8,982,000. Yes. And that's 1.977 plus off. That's even after the other 200,000 to our sales tax. If we were to spend everything that's in the budget, then grant you, we won't. We'd deficit spend to $2 million. And that's what we have the contingency fund.
If you look at what your fund balance is, what's happened to your fund balance, in 2010, we were at $4,900,000. In 2011, we started at $4,700,000. When we made the cuts, then you make, and then in 2012, you jumped to $7,597,000. This year we're going to start with $9,328,000.
That's, I like the way that sounds. But the true facts are, if, what are we going to end up with in a contingency fund that makes this budget where it doesn't look like, I mean, where it is, as you speak, our fund balance has grown. But when somebody that doesn't understand the budget looks at it, and they're going to say we're spending $2 million a year more than we're taking in.
The easy answer for me is we budgeted some dollars in some accounts that we hopefully will not spend.
Yeah.
And it's our intention not to spend. If we don't budget it, we don't have the ease to spend those dollars that we would have if we do budget it.
So like our
reality, at the end of the year, we're going to come out spending about as much money as we bring in as revenue.
And our equipment purchase, Randy brought up a good situation. We're buying two dump trucks and four pickups that we've laid off of for the last 2 to 3 years because we've got to slowly replace that fleet. So he brought that up, but what I'm saying is, how do you guys want to put this in here? Do you want to take it out of fund balance because it has increased to put into contingency fund?
I would suggest you put part of the capital improvements, and then you say, well, you know, if we have some sort of capital improvement that we need to do, that we don't know where to do it with. But that'd be just my suggestion. But he wants more. You have to look at this too. You have the taxpayers looking at this. They should be looking at this. Hopefully they're looking at what you're spending. But some of you look at that and say, well, I got $4 million and they had $5 million and now we got $75 million, and now they got $9.3 million and they're saying, well, they should roll that tax back. Yeah. And so you have to play both sides of it, I think.
Well, grant spending, which is going to be a big issue as far as the way people focus on this budget as they look at it. I don't want we're not deficit spending because we're increasing the fund balance. So can we bring the fund balance back through and put that other contingency?
Say that again, Dan.
Can we bring, as Rick has stated, the fund balance has grown every year since we made the necessary cuts. Can we take the fund balance and roll that back and put it in contingency fund for exactly what it was last year, $7 million some odd
dollars.
We can do whatever we want in the budget.
Well, that's what I think we should do.
What Rick has said, if my figure hits yours, Rick, with the existing budget is outlaid now, if we were to spend everything, we're spending $2 million more than we're going to bring in new revenues. Mm-hmm. So we're spending part of that money we had on hand. And it'll lower us. The figure out your rank is $7,901,08,590.
That's what I have.
Okay. That would be the fund balance at the end of 2013. So it will drop from 8.4 to 7.9. Now, if we want to, in fact, couple with Branson or Hollister or the state and spend $3 or $4 million on some big road project or intersection or we can do that.
Fall
Creek Road. We have that in the budget, don't we?
We've got partial.
It's in there now.
You guys didn't catch what he said. I seen yesterday you didn't catch what he said. We left it at $800,000. It was a $600,000. He said it would take $300,000 to $400,000 to do it right.
We factored the six part of the original.
It's all in there.
Yeah, it's all in there.
That's
the way I understood it.
Well,
we were going to take out $200,000 and we left it in for that project with the ability that we don't want to spend it there. We have to. I hear what you're saying. I didn't understand it then.
Yeah.
We can put it into contingency. We can put it in capital improvements, like Rick stated.
I would like to put it in contingency.
So we've got two in there now. So what you're wanting to do is show that we're going to spend more than $2 million that we're bringing in new revenues. That's what you're saying.
I guess that's what I'm saying, but that's not what I'm wanting.
But that's what the end result would be for the public to look at it right now. The way the budget is right now, we're spending $2 million more than new revenues that we're bringing in. And that money's coming from monies that have been brought over from the previous year, correct?
Previous fund balance.
Yes, sir. Which, Rick, really, I really would like to say, when we have fund balance at the end of these, that it would be 2014 beginning fund balance.
Even though. I was looking at the appropriation number this morning, and I don't know, but it seems to me that might be a real good place to put that. Because in the appropriation number, I've got 2013 beginning, projected revenues, projected total of funds to spend, and then I've got a line for appropriations. You could appropriate, and then whatever's left, I could put in 2014 beginning balance.
Why can't you do it on this one?
I can't. Well, I can do it here, too. It just seems to me that that's the best place to put it.
That is a great place to put it.
And the dilemma with that is that most of our smaller funds are going to have projected fund balance for the zero.
I understand.
Budget.
Sure. Unless we spend some through. Help me out, Dan. I understand. You want to project that we're going to carry forward less money. And to do that, we have to put it in the existing budget. We can find any number of places to put it in the budget. I'm just questioning.
But did you want to lower the contingency fund to 600 and some thousand? And that makes it where the actual deficit spending of this is less.
But it also means that your carryover is more at the end of the budget.
The thing that is going to be missed in all this is the replacement of vehicles and equipment. That's going to be missed in the viewing of the public.
Danny, I don't know. If you want to put some notes together, I'll be glad to stick them with this, and they won't be missed if you want to put it that way. I've asked every department to do that.
You have a subtotal, you have equipment purchase, you'll have capital improvements if you want money there.
You know, no, this is the reason that we're spending more. And I think that's those notes, sometimes people are going to read those before they read the actual numbers.
And I think that it probably does make sense to take some of that contingency, which means nothing to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And put it, like Rick said, under capital improvements.
One of the reasons I like this is because then people come talk to me and say, well, now, in Rosen Bridge, we've got a lot of money in capital improvement, and maybe we can use that to even stimulate the economy. I mean, people are not there's a lot of really sharp people out there going, okay, so how are you guys going to help stimulate the economy? That's an answer you can give them. I mean,
I'm fine with whatever.
We're going to look at some of the capital projects and we'll move some of this from contingency. Do you want to move more in? I'm open to do it either way. I don't want to spend whatever we all agree upon, so.
Oh.
You've been at this for the last.
I know. You know, it was just.
30, 20, 40, how many?
100. Anyway. That's fine. Just however you want to put it in there. But
you
I think the notes I
did. Tylenol or some Excedrin?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Put some real strong Baileys going in that coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be all right, Brent.
He took that.
Oh.
He took that 2 or 3 months ago. He's doing all right. He's going to get those beers for us. We're ready to do what I'm ready to do.
I think the note, the.
But you want to put part of it in contingency and capital improvements? I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think it sounds better.
Yeah.
Half of it?
You guys tell me.
I'm get the answers from. I don't have any brothers to answer. It's all right. Don't matter to me.
Okay. Let's look at it like this. If we do capital improvements, then if we have a major breakdown in a couple of pieces of equipment or something like that, then we can't touch it. Capital improvements.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We use it for anything we want. It's our budget.
You can touch it without going back into it.
That's right.
Okay. I'm fine with it. You guys, you're.
Some of the capital improvements? Where is that?
I don't want to show
zero. If we were to go over, for example, and we were to put up a building at F Highway 160, we couldn't do that.
Yeah. I actually talked to the Road and Bridge boys, and they asked me about when we moved that stuff from that location because of the possible sale of that property. They need a location to stick what they moved. They've got it stuck in now over in different barns or different locations, but they needed some of that stuff. Okay, put it capital improvements in.
This is, how about 800,000? Is that right?
That's your, excuse me, capital improvements?
It'd be 800,000. And then, do we want to subtract that out of the contingency fund? Or do you want to spend more?
No, I'm.
That'll lower that to 1.2 million. That'll leave our totals the same.
If you guys both agree that sounds like a reasonable thing to do.
It does. As a matter of fact, I'll be thinking about some things, Dan. Some possibilities there.
And if you guys want, one of you write up something, I'd love to have something like that. I'll stick right there 100, or if you want to ask.
Just
Andy to
do it. Put it right there and put like on that something. I think that really emphasizes that we're trying to keep our road bridge fleet at an operating.
And that's on the equipment purchases.
Yeah.
But you know what? If we could get the state to come and do one of these intersections, a highway intersection, or this intersection, that one, in our contributing $250,000 to their $2 million project, we should consider doing that.
That's where I'm going. Safety is the big deal.
That's what we're
going
to talk up on. What we did was we moved $800,000 to capital improvements, which is 053. And we took that 800 out of contingency, which is a couple lines below, went back to 1.2 million.
So, Roman, you make a little note to yourself, too. Last year, I talked to you guys about having a fund balance policy.
To come up with where we'd like to be?
Yes. And you really probably should write
what we told you was, when you asked that last year, Andy said the same thing about 2 funds. And I said, that's okay with me. And his amount was $6 million. Mm-hmm. $6 million in general county revenue, which I thought was a little low. But I agree with you, $6 million will not be. But we're above that in both.
Yeah.
Considerably. But to get down to that $6 million means we've got to spend quite a bit more each year than we're bringing in.
Right.
And once we reach that point, how do you cut off the officers that are spending that money in General Catty River? I know how we do it in R&D.
Well, I guess what I would like to do, and I'll make a note for myself to try to give you a template that you can look at. But what I'd like to have is a policy that says we would like to see the fund balance in GCR.
Let me turn it off.